Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. I got to tell you, one of the best things about being at SHOT Show is that you have retired Navy SEALs walk up with their Belgian Malinois completely equipped with goggles and hearing protection just in case somebody loses a round somewhere. But thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your service and for the Rescue Dog Foundation that you're working on. We're going to talk to you later on this week. Thank you so much for your service, and we appreciate you stopping by. It's great to be with you and glad to take your calls as well at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Send your emails to talk@LarsLarson.com. Answer our X poll. It has to do with Donald Trump's challenge to the current interpretation, or I say misinterpretation, of the 14th Amendment. Instead, at this point, I want to talk to Keith Wagner. Keith is, of course, a member of the Washington State Senate, representing District 39. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back, and I wish I was really with you. It sounds like more fun than where I am right now.
Yeah, I imagine it would be, because you're in a hostile element right now, whereas most of what's around me, two gentlemen just walked up. They run a rescue dog foundation to provide vets with dogs, and they are both retired Navy SEALs. So, like I said, fantastic company that we're keeping here. I want to ask you about what's going on in Washington State. I have to admit I have a bias. I'm a Washington State resident. I own guns. And it sounds like your Democrat colleagues, we have to be respectful of them, but the ones on the other side of the aisle want to take away everybody's right to own a gun. Am I wrong?
Well, it sure seems that way. And we just heard another bill this morning in Law and Justice that just puts more stringent requirements on our federal firearms license holders in Washington State before last year's oppressive bill even takes effect. So they're already piling on, and last year's bill hasn't even taken effect.
Okay, so they've got laws they haven't even been able to start enforcing yet, and they're not willing to just enforce the laws already on the books and see what they could get done that way. Instead, they're proposing new rules and regs. What would those do?
Well, if you remember last year's bill that required FFL to have video of their sales, to enclose all their guns in some sort of enclosure. They're tightening that up. They're making it so if you fail your first application test, or if you have an application turned down for any reason, you can't reapply for five more years. So I have only one FFL holder left in my little town. He's worked all summer long to try and comply with the upcoming requirements that'll take effect in July, and now we're seeing changes already. And it's a lot of changes. I haven't even digested them all myself.
I understand that applying logic to liberals usually is unsuccessful. I try to do it to liberals all the time. But tell me this. Do any of them answer the question, how is this going to stop criminals from committing crimes? Is that the standard by which they pass new laws, that this will stop the bad guys?
Well, you know, I don't want to impugn my colleagues, and I presume that they do this for reasons they believe. I just don't share their logic. But, you know, I heard President Trump in the lead-in to your show coming back on, the bad guys aren't going to follow these rules, and the president's absolutely right. But we're doing our part from my side of the aisle. We have a couple of bills proposed that I think will help us moving forward.
Okay, what would you like to propose? And then be honest with my audience, what's the likelihood of getting anything sensible passed given the majorities in the House and the Senate in Olympia?
Well, I'm forever optimistic, but I want to talk about a couple of bills. I have one. So we built this so-called Safe Check, which the Washington State Patrol manages, and SAFE stands for Secure Automated Firearms E-Check. Well, the first word, secure, turned out not to be true, and that system was hacked in November of last year, just before Christmas, just in time to screw up everybody's Christmas sales and Christmas gifts. And what we found out is we had a single point of failure for a constitutional right. I have a bill that will, if that ever happens again, allow dealers to revert back to the NICS test, the National Database.
National Instant Check System.
Applicable. Yeah. Correct. And or any other relevant Washington State record system, so that those sales can go forward without putting your constitutional rights on hold because we have a systems failure in our software.
Well, so is there any bill? Okay, tell me the second bill, and then I've got a couple of questions. Sorry to interrupt.
Sure. So we want to fight this on the other end, too. And we want to get at criminals, not our law-abiding citizens. Right now, a felon in possession or unlawful possession is not listed as a violent crime in Washington state. So we all know our courts are overwhelmed for all kinds of reasons, Blake decision, lots of things. Our courts are absolutely crushed right now, and prosecutors have to prioritize. So if it's not a violent crime, it might go to the back burner or never be prosecuted at all. And we know a felon in possession, why are they in possession? Because they intend to break the law. Well, they've already broken it, but they intend to break the law in the future. And we've seen deaths of officers, deaths of our citizens from these people who don't get prosecuted because it's not classified as a violent crime. So I'm hoping this bill will reclassify unlawful possession as a violent crime and get those people in front of a courtroom, in front of a judge, and get them hopefully sent someplace where our society can be safer.
See, Senator, one of the things that's always frustrated me is when a felon tries to buy a gun or is found in possession of a gun, if you could flip that to the U.S. Attorney's Office, which will now be run under a Trump DOJ, Trump Attorney General, couldn't you send most of these people to the federal pen for as much as 5 years per a violation?
Under federal law, I think that's true. And I'll admit I'm not an attorney, although I sit on Law and Justice. But there needs to be consequences for the bad guys who use firearms in a violent manner. And right now, it's just not happening.
Well, and that's the thing, because especially when they say, oh, all these people buy guns illegally. If you're a felon and you're attempting to buy a gun and you're precluded from doing that, the very act of applying to buy the gun, walking into the gun store, saying, I'd like to put in an application, I'd like to buy that gun, that's a crime. The minute they sign that federal form, it's false swearing. It's 5 years in federal pen if the U.S. attorney wants to go after it. If you simply said to every bad guy who tries to buy a gun in a gun store and does it illegally, you're going to go to the federal pen for 5 years or maybe even for 1 year, just 1 year. That would probably make a huge dent in the bad guys, wouldn't it?
Oh, certainly it would. But I think most of these firearms, they get through illegal means. They
of course
steal
they
them.
Do.
And, yep. And they're not going through our legitimate FFL folks because they will get caught and they won't be able to buy a gun. And they know that. Which is why the bill putting stricter requirements on our FFL holders isn't going to help.
No, it's not going to help at all. Senator Wagner, thanks very much. Glad to be with you on a Tuesday. We're live from the SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show.